I come up with this form for the poem because I'm most struck by the student interviewee's confessions and the roots of her anxiety. In the interview, success is a key word that has been repeated over and over again as she emphasizes her need to establish herself in the community to prove her worth to not just her parents or family, but to the world, the external world. For me, this urgent and insatiate nature of her desire feels like a pillar that runs through and runs perpendicular to her existence. I chose a less symmetric form here so that the stream of consciousness can resemble the gushing out of her suppressed thoughts. I have also included the student's resistance against the texts or ideologies that she's taught in the class, such as her suspicion towards the theory of evolution and the species, and at the same time her fear to speak out her thoughts. I embody this contradiction in herself and the use of densely packed run-on lines. In the latter part of the poem, where I bring back the image of the alienated individual who is the subject of invisible racism and appears an outsider on the campus, I build in the intertextuality of texts to do with racial discourse, such as Claudia Rankine's Do Not Let Me Be Lonely. The ending highlights or questions how far true diversity is really embraced or exists, and the deep-seated wound inflicted on the individual as a result of racial or cultural prejudice.